Those who have followed Charles Fadre will remember the beautiful renderings featured in his first book on French country design, and you were part of that book. Mm-hmm. You and Charles became lifelong friends.
Yeah, I forget when I actually met Charles. It was when he moved here from Muskogee with Francie. It was right after Francie got a divorce. And anyway, Charles said, let's get out of Muskogee. Let's go to Tulsa and we'll open up a shop. And so they did. And it was probably about 1978, maybe, I think. And he was living in a house, very nice duplex on 21st between, where was that? Between Peoria and Boston, I think. And kind of that old area of Tulsa where beautiful old homes, they were for the oil rich at one point. And anyway, I met Charles through a friend, Dinah Corley, and we just became instant friends. And so my mother was still living at that point. And so I would come out to see her and I would see Charles. And then I would, you know, it just kind of went on from there. We became great friends.
And then you remain close to Francie, Charles' sister, of course, and her husband, Dale Gilman. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you've used Dale's talent to design several custom tables, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. 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 Dale's a great source for, well, he loves making things and just anything. He likes a project and he likes a challenge. So it's fun to, you know, try to talk with him and say, can you do this? And we talk it over and he can more than likely do it.
Right. It's so interesting, all these people in your life that come together as friends, they become a part of your professional life too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, always. Yeah.
And you, of course you have your studios, Easton Steinmeier Studios, mm-hmm. just off Peoria and Brookside.
Right.
And I think Dale created some things there for you.
Right.
In fact, you've helped in the refurbishing of the Southern Hills Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do there?
Well, Charles did the original. When they really did a big renovation of the place and added on to it, Charles did that probably in the early 2000, I think. And after Charles died, and I guess it must have been about 2014, they were going to redo the dining room and the grill. And anyway, they were using a country club design firm from Atlanta. And Susan Arnold called and said, this looks awful. We can't do this. Would you help? And, you know, so I came out and met with Nick. And anyway, and I said, this doesn't look like Southern Hills. It has nothing to do with what Charles did, which doesn't have to stay that way. But you have this all done. And then all of a sudden, this just doesn't look like anything. It doesn't look like the club. And so anyway, they had me do it, which was great fun.
And the dining room and
the grill room, the mixed grill, I guess they call it.
Yeah, and you designed all that.
Yeah, we figured out what to do and, you know, the decorating and the, you know, let's do this and that and whatever. So anyway.
Man, and the experience you had accumulated along the way here.
Yeah, exactly.
Set you up for that special time, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Like all things in life, it's this building blocks that you do for yourself.
And
you get there.
And we're unaware that's happening to us.
Oh, yeah. I think you just don't realize you're doing it as you along the way, but you are.
There was a plan, wasn't there? And we don't realize it.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, because I never really had a plan. Like, this is what I'm going to
do.
I'm going to get from A to B to C to
D. But somewhere there was a plan up there.
I guess so. I don't know.